As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. A lot to talk about here. Good morning, sir. How are you? There you go. Sorry, you were down there. You good, David?
Yeah, right here.
I guess there's so many things, as always, to talk about, but I think starting with Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, comments on Ukraine, I thought we were going to have peace on day one, A, and B, now he's threatening to walk away from even trying to make peace. What do we make of it?
You know, I saw that this morning. I mean, no matter what was it, if something's not done within days, he walks away. I think they're surprised that Russia's continued to attack. They somehow thought they could be reasonable with the Russians. They're learning fast that what they're dealing with here, which doesn't surprise me with Trump, because Trump thinks he can somehow make a deal with anybody, that person-to-person deals are his specialty. But I'm a little surprised at Rubio, who's been around this game now for quite a while. He's been in the Senate. He's seen firsthand how the Russians operate. So I'm a little surprised that they were so optimistic to begin with. On the other hand, when you say this thing is dead within days, as you know, people don't act very often in these situations until you get right up to the deadline. Yeah. So we'll see.
I think that seems like it's hardball to get something moving, right? I mean, but we will see, and it's an interesting thing in the face of the narrative that, the administration is all about kind of supporting Putin and Russia, and I think there's got to be some frustration that there isn't some I'll scratch my back, you scratch mine type thing going on here, because Russia's not, they're not complying with anything, so.
No. Well, again, I think that's, Trump thinks that somehow his personal skills can lead him to make deals with these people, be it Russia or Italy or El Salvador or whatever. And that's just not the way diplomacy works in this world.
Yeah. I want to ask you about Jerome Powell and the Fed. Is it right? I just want to make sure everyone has it right, that there's actually something going now, technically right now, the way the letter of the law is, the president cannot fire a Jerome Powell. There's something in front of the Supreme Court that if they decide a certain way, he could?
That's what I understand. Although my understanding is also that he has a fixed term. Trump originally nominated Powell for his first term. Then Biden, of course, reappointed him. But yeah, the Supreme Court's the one to watch, by the way, in the next few weeks and months. I mean, look at what's on their plate. That ultimately, everything's going to be decided up there, from birthright citizenship to the fate of Jerome Powell to, you name it. That's my understanding, that the court could somehow find a loophole there. But at the moment, there are two things working against this. One is that, as you know, the Fed has always strived to be, or at least since the 70s, has strived to be independent of politics. The second is, if you dump Jerome Powell, what does that do to economic markets, not only in this country, but in the world? I mean, they're already nervous enough, as you see, about what's going on. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, it's there's always been, not always, but there's historically tension between the White House and the Federal Reserve, because sometimes the White House wants cuts or raises more than the Federal Reserve wants to. But this, the rhetoric here is a little bit stronger. What's the latest with the tariffs? I mean, it's the message from the White House seems to be that there's a lot of bilateral stuff going on, but we don't really know. I don't even know what sort of money's being taken in, or I have no concept of what's actually happening.
Nor does the public, nor does Washington. Now, Washington's been quiet this week. Congress is gone. They'll be gone again next week. It's the Easter weekend. It's all over the place. I mean, we get these stories, we get this anecdotal evidence that prices are rising. There were stories this week about cars that, you know, people rushing to buy from the inventory now because car prices are inevitably going to go up this summer. It's confusion. I don't want to say chaos, but we don't know. You know, we're in this 90-day pause period on most tariffs, and the markets are kind of grinding it out there. As you see, some days they panic and go down. Other days they just kind of float along. No one knows. It's the strangest thing. Your perceptions are accurate about this. It's wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch because of that. I mean, you know, I'm curious. We're always tight on time, but I wanted to get to the El Salvador story with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia and Senator Chris Van Hollen. You know, from my perspective, you know, if someone's a violent criminal and they are here illegally, that, you know, a deportation makes a lot of sense. If somebody was taken away and it's inappropriate and they're the wrong person, it makes a lot of sense to bring that person back. And I guess my thing with the White House is that if the public doesn't know that this guy's a bad guy, they should show us that he's a bad guy.
Well, that's it. They've been in court now several times, and the judge has said, show me the evidence, and they can't show him any evidence. I know. This disturbs a lot of people in Washington, and I don't know about the country. I can't speak for that. But I know among the insiders here, this disturbs people on a lot of levels.
Even Republicans?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where's this guy's due process, for one thing? Second thing, okay, he was deported mistakenly. The court said bring him back, but they're not bringing him back. Instead, you're getting this rhetoric day after day that, you know, we're not bringing him back. He's a citizen of El Salvador. He has to stay there. What? I mean, it just logic seems to be fleeting here, and we'll see what happens when Congress returns, but this is really disturbing to a lot of people on both sides.
You know, putting due process aside, I'm curious, since you're down there, is it that the White House doesn't like to acknowledge a mistake?
That's tough to know. I think that's part of it. But the other thing is they feel that they were elected with a mandate to crack down on people, undocumented immigrants. Now, this guy came into the country illegally, but he married an American citizen. He should be in this country legally. The feeling is, though, that Trump sees this in black and white terms. Either you're legally here or you're not legally here. And again, you've seen it over and over. You saw it again last night. He says, this is what I was elected to do, period.
All right, David, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Pleasure. Have a good Easter weekend at Passover, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, I think you'll get some heat tomorrow, too.
I want to go to an Oreo game and not freeze.
Yeah, it'd be great. David, thanks as always. Be well.
Pleasure. Thanks.